Hey, P1s, introducing Live Your Free from TXU Energy, the first and only energy plan of its kind that automatically adapts each month to give you free energy when you use it the most. It's 100% personalized to you, so you're always getting your biggest savings. Learn more at TXU.com.
Once again, The Hang Zone presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Guys, we suck.
And now, here are your hosts, Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
A ticket for rap.
Thanks, Dez.
What's the HR guy's name?
Toby?
Toby.
Toby, yeah.
Toby Wan.
If I had two guns and Osama bin Laden and Toby were standing there, I would shoot Toby twice. Here's David Mino at 3 o'clock.
Vinkajake Eatsy's Market and Bakery brings you Dan's Beef.
It is Beef Wednesday, and joining us now to deliver their beefs, the hardline, Bob, Corby, Danny.
Bobby.
What are you guys cooking up today? Who are you beefing with?
I got a beef with Mike McCarthy, man. What's that call all about, running out of field goal?
Beef Wednesday.
Have you ever coached before?
Probably too busy getting a massage. Ha! Beef Wednesday.
That's right, bro.
Then you need a big sounder.
Got a bed.
Beef, 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 beef.
Welcome to
Danny. What's your beef?
London broil.
So he's not playing
a
along.
Culinary joke.
Corby, beef Wednesday?
I don't have much to beef with. I just like to be kind to people.
Not on your birthday.
Well.
That's right. Today is the birthday of Corby Davidson. We're going out of order here. It's Wednesday, September 15th, 258th day of the year, 107 days left in 2021. And the man who does not age, perfect hair, but he's washed his hair every day of his life, he claimed earlier today.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, the hair fairy has really been kind to some of us, I guess.
My beef may be with Mother Nature in creating such a perfect specimen of a human being.
Or
for me to have to look at every day.
Creating such a failed one in you.
Realizing how little I have in life when I sit next to Corby every day.
I don't have much.
He has that effect on a lot of people, Dan.
That's why he doesn't have any beef.
Yeah, he doesn't beef with anything.
He doesn't know how to beef.
He lives in this bubble.
Just another perfect day.
You ever see the 30 Rock bubble episode?
Yeah, I have.
30 Rock guy?
Yeah. Been a while, though. I was real-time 30 Rock guy.
You know. Beef.
I've redone it.
Before you
really?
Guys.
Well worth it.
Before you guys knew about it.
Yeah.
He's been off in Europe.
Little indie show on a network you may know called NBC.
Secret.
Oh, not Mr. Beef.
Secret.
Little up-and-comer.
Mr. Beef.
Little, it's the little Geppetto of network TV.
So, on this date in 1896, in the city of West Texas.
Just the year is funny?
No, I'm just thinking of back to the time where me and Corby convinced the Hammer that we were going to try and change his nickname from the Hammer to Mr. Beef. So, for like a week, we only referred to him on the air.
It's Mr. Beef.
Like, I am not Mr. Beef. All right, we got Corby coming up with E-News next. Thanks a lot, Mr. Beef.
I am not Mr. Beef.
I am
because
not
there was a,
Mr.
Just listen to how earnest that sounds.
Before there was an Arby's, there was this like a roast beef sandwich place on the way to Fort Worth, in between Arlington and Fort Worth, that was called Mr. Beef.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. And my parents used to take me there on Sundays.
Hammer
after
was
and stuff.
Kind of beefy.
Yeah.
That's my name.
Jeff,
sorry,
name
Dan.
Again.
Do you have to raise the flag for more sopapillas?
No, that's Poncho's.
Oh. Or beef.
Poncho's was the only Mexican food that I was aware of until like sixth grade.
Mark.
Wow.
Mine was Chi-Chi's.
Yeah.
You know
you
what
ever
I'm
hear
saying?
That?
Chi-Chi's.
Oh, yeah.
Love Chi-Chi's. Chimichangas.
Does that exist anymore? There's no way.
I don't think it does.
It's like northern Mexican food.
Started by Max McGee.
Just a little off.
For real?
And weren't you really into that when you found out what that meant?
Yeah, yeah, it meant...
Ta-ta.
Meant, well, I guess it's just a slang for boobs, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
but the word that rhymes with itty or
like,
bitty.
That's why Chi-Chi Rodriguez
or committee
or Chi-Chi Gonzalez always threw me off.
And well, I didn't know that until I went to Mexico.
Oh.
And lived there and told them my favorite Mexican restaurant was Chi-Chi's. And they were like, what? You have a restaurant's called Chi-Chi's?
Right.
They thought it was
call
great.
Everybody over. Say it again. All right. Now tell these guys.
They're like, we spend our Sundays at Boobies down here on the town square.
They have
in Mexico
hamburgers,
chicken fried steak.
Sundays, sometimes we go over to the Casa de Pepe.
Donde está Casa de Pepe?
So on this day in 1896 in West Texas, a publicity stunt by the Katy Railroad resulted in the death of three people. The stunt involved deliberately crashing two trains.
Two trains.
That's a cunning stunt.
On this day in 1971, Astros rookie Larry Yount made his major league debut. He lasted only one warm-up pitch before suffering a shoulder injury. He never got a chance at the big leagues again. You may know his younger brother, Robin.
Wow. Wait, so he didn't actually throw a pitch?
No.
That was it?
That was his whole major league outing. Was
like Greg Abbott.
Like he was a late-season call-up.
Scratched right before the start of the game.
He had great promise.
So yeah. Why is Larry from Texas and Robin, like, what's the story on their family?
No, he's playing for the Astros. Can be from another city.
He was born in Houston.
Oh, okay.
Was he really?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. That's what it says here.
Well, maybe Robin is, too.
Uh-uh.
He's Where's Thousand he Oaks, California.
That's an...
Interesting.
Let's look into this.
But I believe he went on to be Robin's agent for the balance of his career.
Was Robin the one that got busted doing cocaine?
No.
Well, who's that?
Yeah. That was Molitor.
Oh, yeah, Molitor.
That was Paul, Mr. Beef.
As my mom would say, Paul Monitor.
BL Brett Lieber writes, hey, Dan, can you please give a birthday shout-out to my great friend Chris Clayton, Mr. Fish, and my ex-wife.
He'd be friends with Mr.
My
Beef.
Dirty ex-wife, Trish T.L. Martin.
The Dish.
Trish the Dish. Happy birthday, Trish.
You dirty dog.
Lindsay is her leader. That's BL.
Boy, I'd like to get me some of that.
Trish?
Dan, please wish my wife...
Openly calling to get some of Trish?
Reagan, my wife Reagan.
I'm
leaders
sorry.
Are Saroy.
Is this thing on?
Are you rolling?
And Big Dumb Danny, who not only serenaded us at our wedding as part of the King Bucks, but he also dropped a massive deuce during a show break.
I remember that story.
That's from Kent McCauley.
And didn't you get locked in the bathroom?
No, I got in a fight with one of our guitar players, though.
Yeah, you went right. on a bombing run at Kent McCauley's wedding?
Yeah.
Why did that lead to a fight with a guitar player?
Because he was trying to smash one of the bridesmaids in a stall when we were 15 minutes late for our set.
Ah, the band life.
True story.
What a movie scene.
You were trying to use the same stall for totally different reasons?
No, yeah. He was in a different stall.
He was hogging the poop stall.
But
these things
didn't happen simultaneously.
But he was late, nonetheless. Yeah.
We couldn't find him.
Didn't he get fired from the band?
No.
In the poop stall?
He never got fired?
No.
Man.
Why would you fire somebody over that?
Well, I thought maybe because y'all got in a fight.
Nah. It wasn't like a fist fight.
Yeah, bands never get in fights.
Maybe an arm bar across the neck or something.
It was like a slap fight? What kind of fight was it?
It was a cock fight, Bob.
Huh.
Stall.
We unleashed our roosters upon one another.
Dear Sports Fear, it's my 35th birthday.
Be careful.
My leaders are Pilot, Beezy, Chad Dukes, and the Perfect Power Wash.
Chad Would
like to hear
Dukes.
Jubb saying breasts from Dustin Keller.
Pilot Beezy is an Uber Eats driver I had one time.
Isn't Chad Dukes the controversial Washington, D.C. sports talk show host?
Correct.
Why is he a leader?
Wasn't he following me on the Cleveland radio station?
Oh, that's right. Okay, all right. Sorry.
Yeah, you're right.
Or he was on that same day, and then at the end of the show, they said, man, great stuff, Chad Dukes. Oh, and Dan was on.
What the hell was that?
Today is my good buddy, Wichita Falls' own Jason Archer's birthday.
Zig.
Like to hear what about eggs? His leaders are Triple Fake Cassidy and Creekbed E.T. from Sean Gill.
It's a lot of people's leader.
Please wish happy birthday to my wife, Borat voice, Tony Barnett. Dan is my leader. Her leader is Corby, even with his janky arm.
Yeah, I know Tony. Good gal.
She'd like to hear the dolphin laugh from Blake Barnett.
Yeah, would you take that busted arm for the hair, Dan?
No, I don't think that's a good trade-off. I'd rather just be bald. Yeah. And have two normal arms.
You can still shoot a 74 with it.
It totally affects me.
I just like helping the world be aware of your arm. I wouldn't want to have it, though.
No, it's
I wouldn't
gross.
Wish that on anyone.
It's disgusting. Yeah.
So you made it to age 51 before this arm was identified.
No one told me. It's like having a booger on your cheek, and no one would ever tell you. And Saroy is the one that had the guts to do it, although he illegally filmed me without my consent, and he'll be hearing from my barrister.
You know what?
Yeah, that was basically revenge porn.
I thought that's legal in Florida.
He did the right thing.
It probably is. He opened up my eyes,
that's only,
that's for sure.
The world needed to know.
One-party consent state.
Right.
Single-party consent. My name is Spencer Johnson. I am an IJB Patreon supporter celebrating my 24th birthday. Leaders are the McDowell Focus Group and Adam Friedland. Would like to hear Norm list the Miami impermissible benefits from Spencer Johnson.
Cash, prostitutes, leader, huh? Entertainment, yachts, nightclubs, jewelry, bounties, transportation, trips, and an abortion.
What's a bounty?
And an abortion.
Like if they want somebody knocked off.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so there was, I mean, yeah. I get like drugs and stuff, but like they were paying for murders?
That was Nevin's way.
Wow.
Happy 45th birthday to Aaron Zweig.
Is that Avery's?
It was only a cow abortion, Corby. It was like very fine veal.
This is from Ivan Zweig. I think Ivan is the dad of Avery. Not sure what Aaron is.
It's got to be the mom.
A-A-R-O-N, that's a lady.
Oh.
No.
Wait, is that the brother?
I don't know. Just some dude.
Doesn't have a sister.
Who's not on their way to the tour.
He'd like to hear the Texas Tech doll.
He's going to have a tough road.
The old Tech doll. You know, Tech's in such a bad way, it's not even funny anymore.
Get your guns up!
Yeah, it is.
My good friend Nick Hammerhead Kruger. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Ivan's twin. Aaron. Ivan and Aaron.
All right.
I don't care.
He's a twin?
That's what it says. He's my twin, some say.
Well, it says some say. Does that mean he looks like him?
He's 45 today and
some
super
would
old.
Say Joe is Jake's twin.
That's true.
Or
someone
Ashton
say,
is.
Yeah, that's right.
Someone say Dan and Norm MacDonald are twins.
That's right.
I get that all the time.
Nick Hammerhead Kruger.
It was a different time.
Apparently, George thinks that without Norm MacDonald, Dan McDowell would never exist.
That's from Phil Ellis. Phil.
That's just a theory.
Elsewhere, we have actor and P1 Brad Leland, 67. Good dude.
Brad.
Who was he in Friday Night Lights?
The football.
He was the football in Friday Night Lights. He's Booby a
Miles.
Character actor.
It was Booby's knee.
You'll see him in a lot of different things. In fact, he said he's working on an HBO show right now. With the girl from West Wing.
This is
the girl from
he was the booster.
Yeah, Brad Leland. Great guy.
Always present at cowboy games. He was Buddy Garrity.
Does he wear the hat?
Yeah.
The funny cowboy hat.
Yep.
The big hat.
Lubbock's own.
Jason Terry, 44.
Up. Wow.
Bob Ortegal, 81.
Ortegal, I think is what it is.
Oh.
Hatching eggs back there.
Josh Richardson, 28.
We tried.
Yeah.
We tried.
Yeah.
On that list.
Yeah.
Terry McLaurin, 26.
Scary.
Terry.
Well, that's old.
Terry.
You were at Washington.
It is pretty old.
Wasn't he just a rookie last year?
No. Third year, but still, that means he was a very rare Ohio State 4-year player.
The class of 19, I do believe.
Dan Marino, 60.
Marino.
Ernest Biner, 59.
Dan Marino.
Oh.
Let's talk about this.
Come on, Dan. You okay?
Have we ever made peace with Ernest Biner?
I think he was on once.
I think he was. You refused to talk to him.
Pete Carroll is 70.
9/11 truther.
You turned your back on your microphone.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Because
Pete Carroll? Oh, yeah.
Ernest Biner took it harder than the rest of the Cleveland fan base.
I think Pete Carroll's truther take is the same as everyone's, which is he just has some questions.
He wants to do more research.
I mean, he's doing research with
with Nicki Minaj.
God.
On her cousin's friend's testicles.
I'm conducting some double blind trials, and I'll let you know the results of those.
Cole Beasley. How much research do you think that Nikki did before she blasted
researching with Cole Beasley
Botox into her butthole?
Good
dude!
Lord.
Whoa!
Happy birthday!
You don't do it into it. You do it on the You do it on the outsides of it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Around I heard your rant. I was
unless you're gonna use
my lighter
a repository or something.
They just have lab coats on. Her and Mr. Beasley.
Mike Dunleavy is 41.
Was it like a dartboard?
Bob.
Who?
Mike Dunleavy.
Yeah.
Which one? Which age you say?
This is the junior.
Oh.
This is the one.
But I didn't want to know his wacky nickname.
Dunleavy.
Yeah.
Oh!
This is
Giannis assaulted him.
This is the victim of Giannis's finest ejection. Because man, I've never seen Giannis cheap shot anybody. Like
it's horrible.
It's so bad.
And it's
it was retaliatory.
Got buried.
Actually, it made him a legend in Milwaukee.
Boy, if Luka did that, I'd be
no. If Luka did that, everybody would be like, "Yes, finally somebody stands up." We're not going to let these clown Chicago Bulls push us around, even if they are up 50 right now. And they were.
And even if it is Mike Dunleavy.
Well, he's the one who cheap shotted Jabari. I'm trying to remember what Dunleavy did. It wasn't right.
Kareem Abdul-Jabari.
It wasn't right, Bob. It wasn't right at all.
We were sick and tired of it. This is Milwaukee.
No doubt.
Blue collar.
Yes, this is our city.
Not. That does Shamil. Not go down in Cream
Murray.
City.
Fear the deer.
This is not some Chicago northern suburb.
Hey, were you forced to watch Laverne and Shirley as a kid because it was in Milwaukee?
I think it was probably satanic or something in my house. I don't know.
He worked at a beer factory.
I don't know.
See, I got lucky.
Yeah, two single girls living together
in Fort Worth.
Oh, yeah. I know that place.
Gaylord Perry is 83.
We're not letting that Lenny and Squiggy in this house.
It just seemed like everybody was poor and worked at the beer place, but they were happy.
Where'd you get the poor part? Just because they didn't live on a canal?
Yeah, they had like...
well, they were
like,
roommates to save money.
Yeah, they had like weird outfits.
Well, it was a different time. Not everybody had 5,000 square feet.
We're
going
to make our dreams come true.
Right, they hadn't made one dream
Doing
come true.
Doing it our way.
Their dream was to not be in Milwaukee.
Right, and they had to put up with Lenny and Squiggy. They were beaten down.
With all their Bowser cover band
boys
always, walking around.
Always biting the heel of their hand
making
when a girl
a
walked by.
Ooh. We also have Ben Schwartz, 40. He is Jean Ralphio on Parks and Rec.
Genius.
Jean Ralphio.
Yeah.
Treat yourself.
Oliver Stone, 75, and some other people are old. Let's see. Born on this day, now dead. Marco.
Wait, I got a birthday.
Marco. Polo. Marco Polo. Actually
today
born
is
on this day in 1254.
Tiny today is
Marco.
The ninth Tony. Birthday.
Fairio's here.
Fairio's here.
Marco.
Of Ari Fine, our buddy Danny's son. Ari, happy birthday, young man. Listen to your father. He's very wise.
Eat your veal.
Yes, and eat all your veal tonight, and maybe you'll get to look at your old man's Playboy.
Well. He has a Playboy?
Yeah.
One. And
seriously,
let's go
ask
with
him what a Playboy is tonight, Ari.
He'll love it.
Dead on this day, still dead. Rick Ocasek?
Ocasek, we learned at his death.
Really?
I don't like it when you learn somebody's name at their death and you thought it was one name. One name.
Like Norm MacDonald?
Yeah, Norm MacDonald had a farm.
Now, and Rick Ocasek's wife has been whoring it up ever since.
What do you mean by that?
She's been getting naked like every third day, bro.
Where?
Probably every day.
Really?
Every third day. Is she 75?
Paulina Poroskova.
Do you remember how fat that broad was?
She's younger. She's in her 50s.
Okay, Paulina Poroskova.
Hells yeah.
She's looking pretty good, too.
She's got an Instagram.
And she's naked on it?
Nah, but I'm going to keep looking.
Is she the one that had like a big
literally all
boa constrictor wrapped around her or something? Like some famous shot?
She was an SI cover, right?
Is that what it was?
She was definitely an
Danny,
SI.
Danny, didn't she? Wasn't she Snake times, Woman or something like that? Like
Snake Woman?
Yeah.
That's your wife.
Cheap. Where is Snake Woman?
I must meet her.
Yeah, Google doesn't have naked pictures of her.
No. She's a model, like a tasteful model.
Mm.
That doesn't
line
exist.
Poor guy line.
Hey, somebody, you need me to pull. You're gonna need me to pull out some proof, huh?
Do you think she's turned into what's that chick from the Golf Channel that's now like a total whore?
Jeez.
What's her name?
Snake.
Hey.
Holly.
Holly. Holly
Saunders.
Saunders. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Check out that transformation and what's gone wrong.
It sounds like things going right to me.
She found golf analysis was not as lucrative.
Yeah. Analysis.
Five,
sir.
4, 3, 2, and you're done.
So,
is that it?
He's walking out.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Jake. Bye, Mona.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.